SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Cuba identifies the 10 people on a boat who opened fire on its soldiers as armed Cubans who live in the U.S., claims they were trying to infiltrate the island to carry out terrorist acts. The BBC's Simi Jalo show says it happened off Cuba's northern coast.
The Cuban authorities say most of those on board the speedboat had prior records involving criminal and violent activity. Cuba's Interior Ministry said that border guards approached the boat to identify the passengers, but that those on board opened fire.
The guards fired back, killing four people. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says Cuba is in desperate need of change.
It is the only chance that it has to improve the quality of life for its people and not lose 15% of its population since 2021. 15% of the people of Cuba have left since 2021. That is not a system that's working.
Another round of U.S.-Iran nuclear talks underway today in Geneva. Shooting at a Rhode Island ice rink has claimed another victim.
Authorities say a third person has died following a shooting at an ice rink in Providence, Rhode Island. Gerald Dorgan had been in critical condition ever since his ex-son-in-law opened fire at the skating rink February 16th, killing Dorgan's daughter, the shooter's ex-wife, and Dorgan's adult grandson, the shooter's son. Dorgan's wife, the shooter's ex-mother-in-law, and a family friend were wounded. As people jumped on the shooter, one witness says the gunman pulled out another weapon and killed himself. Police say the gunman specifically targeted family members. I'm Donna Warder.
Hillary Clinton testifies today in the congressional Jeffrey Epstein investigation. Tomorrow, it's Bill Clinton's turn to testify. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 100 points, NASDAQ ahead 15 points. This is SRN News. Science and faith come together in Dallas this weekend.
The Discovery Institute is hosting the 8th Annual Conference on Science and Faith at Park City's Baptist Church on Saturday. The Institute says, quote, at the time of America's founding, the Declaration's propositions drew from both the Bible and the science of the era. Today, the discoveries of science are once again pointing to the truths announced in the Declaration. Former HUD Secretary Dr. Ben Carson will be amongst the conference speakers. Michael Harrington reporting.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is on a book tour designed to promote his expected candidacy for president in 2028. But he's being hammered by LGBT activists who don't consider him liberal enough. At issue is an interview Newsom gave to CNN recently in which he said that the Democratic Party needs to be more culturally normal and less prone to spending a disproportionate amount of time on pronouns and identity. This is SRN News. With Cuba's communist dictatorship on the ropes because of U.S. sanctions, Canada announces it will be sending aid to Cuba.
Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand has said the funding is aimed at addressing urgent needs and that she did not discuss the decision with Secretary of State Mark Rubio or other U.S. officials. The funding will be delivered through United Nations agencies instead of the Cuban government. The resident coordinator of United Nations in Cuba told the AP that fuel access was critical for their immediate response to Hurricane Melissa and more extensive operations. Cuba is facing an increasingly dire energy crisis that has heightened in recent weeks after oil shipments from Venezuela were halted when the U.S. arrested its then leader. I'm Karen Shamas.
Max Scherzer returning to the Blue Jays, signing a $3 million one-year contract with the team. More details, SRNNews.com.